We're going to do some CVPN samples now, and we probably will be able to do two of the three. But first of all, the first thing I'd like to do is say thank you very much to our ghostwriters, Zoya, Charles, and Ellen. Thank you very much. I think all of you are in Med 2? Yeah? Yeah. So the Med 2 class has been very helpful for us. So what you have, what you will need to do this part is you will need the CV, Personal Narrative Evaluator instructions. Okay, this is what, if you were reviewing CVPNs, you would receive these instructions, and this sort of tells you what we're looking for, how to score, et cetera, for the CV personal narratives. You've got here a scoring grid, and the scoring grid gives you an idea of how to score candidates on a 7-point Likert scale. Okay, and you can use that in your scoring. And then you've got the three CVPNs. And I think that we probably will do two of them.
Just so you know, they're identified by this.
Okay.
And this one doesn't really go like you, but they're on the...
Okay. So, just something... Dr. Watt?
Can you tell us which two of the three?
Yeah, you're going to use the one that has label number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 on it.
Top right corner.
In the top right corner. And then 27039889. Those are the ones that you will use. Okay. So if you are a file reviewer, you will be given access to Center Stage. Center Stage is our online communication tool around files. We use it for other, it's used in the faculty and other settings as well. So what you will, what you need to do is you need to find a private setting where you can access and review files. And we're giving approximately 100 files per reader. And we're asking for a 2 to 3 week turnaround. And we greatly appreciate your enthusiasm with staying on schedule for that. It's really important for us because the interviews are a bit earlier this year, so we're going to need to send out the invitations, particularly for the international students or the students studying abroad who may need visas and so on to come and see us.
If anybody in this room wishes to evaluate CVPNs but has not signed up to do so and you want to do it, it will disperse the work and diminish that number of 100 a little bit down so we can spread the work out. I'd be very happy to have more readers if you're interested. Come and talk to me afterwards.
How are we doing in terms of English readers and French?
I don't have that.
We don't have that yet.
Okay. But we're okay for this part of the process. It's really in March. We're reading a significant number of French readers.
Okay. So 2 to 3 week turnaround. We have two readers per file, okay, so the reader scores are aggregated, and to generate a 30% score. And some of you, like I said earlier, you may read things that may make it such that you want the facts checked. There's a place for you to indicate that as well, and our office does do that. We phone the references and the referring people or the verifying people for the files. So there are three sections. There's a structured curriculum vitae, which is a maximum of 2 pages, where students probably hate that. But for us, it's really good to impose a structure on them so that you're always seeing the same format. The second is a list of verifiers. So verifiers are, if they've indicated a volunteering experience, for instance, there's a verifier person that we can call to see if they've really done it or not. And then in section three, there's a structured personal experiences narrative, which is a maximum of 1 page reflecting on their CV experiences. And we ask them to respond to the following questions. How have these experiences helped shape and prepare you for a career in medicine? What do you think could be strengthened or improved? And tell us something about you that does not appear in your CV, but you wish, which you believe is pertinent to the admissions committee, consideration of your candidacy. That's a bit of an open-ended thing. We see many different things in there, and we can talk about that as we go through. In terms of scoring, we ask you to score on these five criteria: the scope, so breadth and depth of the candidate's experiences as included in their CV; the degree to which the candidate has demonstrated thoughtfulness and reflexivity about their experiences, so that's typically, you'll find that in the personal narrative part; the candidate's ability to assess his or her experience from a position of humility, so looking at areas to improve or future growth; the extent to which the candidate's experiences will contribute positively to a person with a wide, to a profession constituted of persons with a wide variety of life exposures. That's probably going to be difficult for you to score, but what we are trying to say there is to value many different kinds of experiences. And always, as we do with all CVPN scoring, based upon the CVPN, this candidate's suitability for being interviewed, so kind of like an overall integrative kind of question. And it's on a 7-point scale using the scoring grid, which I won't go through it because you actually have the scoring grid here. And so we're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. For those of you that are not sure who that is, just this is the one that begins with, I got my BSc at McGill University with a major in nursing. Okay? Who has had the opportunity to review this file? Not too many of you. So I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Sorry?
Just came in last.
Okay. I know. Yeah, we're okay. We're going to give you 5 minutes to review the file. And then we're gonna go through this exercise of scoring and discussing as we go through with clickers. So I'm just going to, it's 10:09, so I'll give you to 10:14.
I'm not sure whether we give a score for each of the items you've identified or a global score.
Well, you read the whole thing and then you answer the questions.
For each of those questions.
Yeah, okay. We will take a break at around 10:45 or so, so don't worry, I'm conscious of that. I think they're both real coffee.
That's true.
so.
Two more minutes. All right, so we will get started. I realize probably it's a bit rushed for you to read these, but I think what we need to do is go through the exercise and have the opportunity to discuss. So we're going to be using the clickers, okay? So all of you should have clickers. And to use and work your clickers, you need to turn them on. So the green light needs to, you need to push the on button and turn them on and make sure the green light is on. Okay, you will be using the buttons from 1 to 7 to give the score on the Likert scale for each of the questions. And I think what is going to be useful here is for you and for me and for all of us to see the distribution of scoring for each of the questions. You will see some variability. Some years ago, we did perform some inter-rater reliability tests on an older version of the CVPN that we did, and we found that by psychometric standards, reliability was so-so. Okay. However, I think that the goal of this is for everybody to bring their perspectives to the evaluation of a candidacy. So perhaps sort of the traditional psychometrics is less of a less something that we're sort of thinking about here. And when I think about that first phase, I think we're sort of thinking about ruling in candidates rather than ruling out candidates as much as possible. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to think about the scope. So this is the candidate with the major in nursing, who wrote about some experiences as a nurse. I want you to talk about the scope of the candidate's experiences as included in their CV and score that on a score of 1 to 7 using the criteria that we have in the scoring grid. And I'm just going to ask Danny, do I have to now move forward to move it?
Yeah, you can just hear.
Okay. Well, so that's okay. Is that now?
No, well, see, now the polling's closed now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is how you scored, okay? But that's only 9 people because I screwed it up, and there's no way for me to go back, and I promise for the next questions I will move forward. But I will not move forward until I am told.
You should have a green light on this? Or
there's no on off button. Yeah, it should turn green
when you push the one that you want. Yeah. All right. So what we see here, this is actually not a good one because I made the mistake of closing the polling too quickly. But what we see here is that the majority of the people who did this saw a good score. Okay. And it's only 9 people, so we cannot make, we cannot really see the right bell curving here. But we also see a spread in the scores, right? I bet you 11% is one person. It is actually one person. So there's almost as many people who chose other scores than chose the good score. So we have to talk about that a little bit. Let's go to the next one. And ask you now to the degree to which the candidate has demonstrated thoughtfulness and reflexivity about their experiences thus far. So I'm going to ask you to vote, and I'm going to stop when we're in up into the late 20s. Yeah. There's still a few people to vote. Hopefully everyone, almost everyone's voted. Okay, we're at 25. I'm going to give it 2 more seconds. All right. Am I, I'm okay. Yeah. So what we see here is much more the what you see. So you, this is actually a significant degree of concordance, actually. Most of you chose strong, okay? And on either side of strong, we have another 36%. So 52 plus 36 is 88% of you scored within one of each other, okay? Or one of the mean. And that is, that's actually a pretty good inter-rater reliability if we were to calculate it. So I want now to just hear from someone who scored this strong, if there's anyone who wants to sort of explain their reasoning. And you would need to speak out as you're doing it so that it can all be recorded. Is there anyone who wants to explain their reasoning? Who scored it strong? Nobody? Maybe I'm going to ask Milan, because she was my resident. You scored it as inadequate. So okay, so let's hear what your reasoning was.
Well, I was in the process last year, and I was at the CV station last year. Mm-hmm. So I saw a lot of the candidates that went to the next step, and what the type of stuff they had done, and how broad their implications and their spheres were, I guess. So I used that as a... So what I find that for a nurse to change her career path, she must have really, really good, strong reasons. She's undergo another career. I didn't feel that there was anything except the superficial, usual stuff that came through, like the acts and that her decision to change career to undergo another path actually came out strong enough for me to... In the letter in the CV, there's research, there's work. She does say, yes, I didn't have much time to do either, but she probably has done stuff in the past in her life which could perhaps complement what she has done in the last few years. So I kind of felt this was a very ordinary application compared to what we actually see.
Okay. So a couple, and I want to hear from someone who's sort of thought about it a bit differently, but Dr. Schloss?
Right. She wanted to fulfill her ambition to go a little bit further. And I thought that was quite obvious. The number of hours that she put in a week, I tallied up to 54.5, which is outstanding. And I guess that's why one of the weak points was that she didn't have any other extracurricular activity because she didn't have any time to do anything else.
Right. She's working.
So her motivation to get to where she wanted to go was there. So I thought it was.
So what we're seeing is, and I do not have a problem with what's going on here, by the way. I think it's important to note that we all bring our perspectives to this, and one of the jobs that we have as an office is to make sure there's lots of different perspectives reading these files, and that's why there's 2 readers and all of this. But what we see here is we see that interpretations are being made about all kinds of things from reading a text, right? It's a little bit like reading a holy text and kind of, you know, making interpretation, but we're wondering about her life, we're wondering about her preparation, and you know, none of that is in there, but that is what's going to go on in your head, right? So that I think the way to deal with that is to encourage you to be reflexive around where your interpretations are coming from. Okay, I read it, and I was a little bit more like what Dr. Schloss was sort of pointing out around she was a nurse and she's reorienting career. And, you know, I think that if I reflect on where is that coming from, that comes from my practice, right? First there and then there. Okay.
I could certainly appreciate the different points. Mm-hmm. However, in trying to assess how would I value this particular question, yeah. I found myself saying, I'm a little concerned about the scope. Mm-hmm. Yes, scope would have been assessed in question number one, so
right.
I need not have that penalized the candidate.
So that's another thing, is how independent are you, the different, yeah.
Because I think from...
Milan.
Milan. I think scope was a big part of it for you, comparing to what we see in the past. Mm. And I didn't think that we should have that ripple effect going through.
I think that's a very cool and important point to bring up, which is that you know, we have worked very hard to be independent, to have these things be as independent of each other as they can. The fifth one is not independent. The fifth one is an integrative kind of thing, looking at it all together. But the others are trying to be independent. So in your head, you're going to have to sort of think about how to be independent with that.
That's interesting because it changes what I was going to say at the beginning. I think that I said good because I hate putting inadequate, but...
So there's hawks and doves. Hawks and doves.
Yeah. As an advanced practice nurse, to me this was just a report that you would write at the end of the year, you know, how effective you've been, so that your supervisor would score you or whatever goes in your file. It did sound to me. But again... I think what happened, and I did the same thing, is that I scored her on the overview. So I answered the wrong question by scoring this. However, she probably would have gotten the same score if I really paid attention. How does this prepare her for medicine? She doesn't really tell us that. You know, she's been good at nursing. She's looking at the humanistic, the nursing aspect, if you want, of physicians, not using the right words, but you know what I'm saying. As opposed to, this has piqued my curiosity, I really want to, you know, and so on and so forth. How is that going to lead me to be a physician? She's not telling us that.
So you have really concentrated on the verb in there, which is, well, it's not a verb, but the activity of reflexivity in your scoring, right? So that's, which I think is good, and I think, again, we'll all bring different perspectives to it, right? Yours comes from having probably maybe even scored this person, because maybe she's applying from, you know, maybe you've seen people with this profile before. Yeah. Carol, behind. Oh, you didn't, okay. Last question.
I thought it was too strong. I liked it personal a lot, but what bothered me was that after she started doing nursing from 2010, she stopped doing all the other work. So if you look at it, she doesn't do 50-something a week. All the stuff she did before, it was all before 2010. So for 4 years, while she was a nurse, she decided not to do anything else. So the sudden urge to become a doctor doesn't seem very founded on her CV.
Okay. So that's another, I want to pick apart just one thing that you said there, because that comes up a lot. What bothered me was, okay? That's going to happen a lot. What bothered me was, right? And for what bothered me, I don't mind if things bother you, okay? But what I really want is a bit of a reflection in your own head as to where it's coming from, right? You know, it bothered me because I didn't think that there was sort of evidence of preparation and so on. Because sometimes the judgment is coming from a different place that maybe is worth examining a little. So I, you know, this is just, this is all about critical reflexivity. I'm just going to move on and do the next one, because we are only on the third question. The candidate's ability to assess his or her experience from a position of humility. So, let you score that. We'll stop when we're in the mid-20s. Everybody responded? 25, there we are. 26. So here again, we have remarkable concordance, actually. So 58 plus 19 is 77 plus 12. Yeah, we're almost at 89% that are within one of each other, one of the mode score. So this is, again, a remarkably concordant scoring. So anybody want to share what they scored and why? Maybe we'll take one or two.
So I scored very strong.
Okay.
Because I think she exactly identifies what actually she needs to work on to me to become a good candidate for next year's application. But what the areas that are weaker are.
Yeah.
And that's what the purpose of this question is. So I think she did a great job.
Right. Okay. Over there.
So I said good for this one because she, although she identified areas to improve in, she didn't really say concrete ways of how she would improve these things or how it might better prepare her for a career in medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Or just more discussion around it.
Okay, so good. And remember that, again, because it's about standard setting, right? The people who are going to come to interview are generally going to be ones that did sort of strong, very strong, and excellent because of the competition, right? So that's another thing you need to keep in mind, what you're up to when you're scoring people. Any other points about this one? So, the extent to which this candidate's experience is included in their CVPN will contribute positively to the goal of a profession constituted of persons with a wide variety of life exposures. Okay. So here, a little bit more variability, but let me just look. 42 and 27 is actually still pretty concordant, actually. The majority are within one of good. So here, what did people have to say? Any thoughts? Did the nursing background figure into this for anybody?
I think so.
Okay.
I think for her, because she's already part of kind of the community of healthcare workers, she knows what the patients are like, she knows what kind of roadblocks that are expected to every day working in the hospital. I thought she would be a good.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts? I agree. So there, and then Dr. Schloss.
I put strong because of the exposure to end-of-life situation.
Okay.
Which is not common.
Right. So that is an experience that not many of the applicants will have seen. So yes, I agree with that. Dr. Schloss?
I have a question.
Sure.
About the inadequate score. I'd like to hear from someone who Arthur is inadequate.
Yeah. I wonder, is there anyone willing to share from, you know, we don't like to put people on the spot, but I'd love to. Did you do inadequate? Did you choose inadequate or?
I did because she's thinking about a very restricted life in terms of what we've been talking about in terms of, you know, more diversity of experiences. I would have liked to make sure that I understood that she had broader interests.
Okay.
And also contact with many varieties of people.
Okay. So I think that, so again, what we're getting at there is that we have different definitions for what's a wide variety of life exposures, okay? I think, again, it's also okay that that is the case, but I think what I would sort of, you know, some of the things that we talk about and think about are valuing many different kinds of experiences, and the it's not showing up in this one, but it will show up in other ones. The classical sort of thing that people are always sort of thinking about is how do I value work experience versus volunteering experience, for instance, and I don't have an easy answer for you, except that what I would want to see in the reflexivity is some kind of thinking about what that contributes to what you might bring to medicine. And I'll give you my own example from way back in the 80s when I was applying to medical school, which I would never get into today. But I worked in a bank when I was a summer student. I worked as a bank teller. You know, do they have bank tellers anymore? I don't know. But I was a bank teller, you know, mostly because it paid well and so on. And you know, I never even talked about it on my application to medicine, but you know, 30 years later, now, I actually think that that was one of the most formative experiences for me for what I do today, which is I deal with the public. I was managing a large amount of money, but that's a kind of like a responsibility idea, you know, and I worked in a team, right? So that's 30 years on what I can say about that. But 30 years ago, I would have never thought that that applied at all to the practice of medicine. So I think what you have to sort of strike a balance about is being open to many different kinds of exposures and seeing what they have made of it, rather than necessarily the exposure themselves.
Quick question: is there a time frame in which we tell applicants when they write their CV or they put together a personal statement of nothing more than 5 years of age or more than 10 years of age? Because I guess we have to factor in, you know, we have mature applicants and we may be talking about people with, say, 25 years of experience versus someone who's a med P, for example.
Yeah. So the med P's are competing with med P's, right? Yeah. Everybody is competing with their own cohort. And the med P applicants are remarkably similar in, you know, it's a little bit like, you know, one of those bone marrow cells, right? It hasn't become a neutrophil yet. It has, you know. You do have to strike a balance, but we can't, yeah.
I think it might be helpful for you to understand what we tell them about how to approach this exercise. And obviously, not everybody's getting this message. It's mostly when people come to our information sessions or reach out to us and ask for guidance, which we don't give a lot of guidance on how to do this. But the sort of general message around writing these is follow the instructions, answer the questions, respect the rules, so don't break the limits. And in staying within those limits, you must exercise your judgment and keep it relevant to the purposes of this tool, for the purpose of the admissions committee member who's sitting there. We tell them they're going to read 100 of these together with yours. So whatever you're writing, it needs to be in the context of a very competitive pool of lots of people who have very interesting things. So you need to make the judgment call about what's pertinent to you, what has really been meaningful to you, and what is necessary for the admissions committee member who is reading this to understand about you in order to assess whether or not they want to see you in an interview. So it's really framing them within the tool of what is the purpose of the exercise for the committee member, and their job is to help the committee member understand whatever they think is important for us to know about them in order to bring them to the next stage of the process.
Okay, last comment.
A question, really. What do you do when you get a personal narrative that's a beautiful piece of literature describing a wonderful candidate and doesn't follow the rules? They don't even mention well, the last two parts, because I've seen that.
You're going to want people who follow the rules, don't you? If you're applying to it, well, no, I mean, I didn't mean to say it that way, because yes, we want divergent thinkers and all kinds of things, but at its basis, a CV personal narrative, because people ask us about the truthfulness of this, or people got help, or, you know, to write these things and all of that, at its basic level, the one thing that we can say is that 99% of the time, it's somebody's judgment what to include and not include, whether they got help with it or, you know, all these kinds of things. So we kind of are looking at judgment in a way. And I think that someone who has sound judgment knows that they should address all three questions. They can do it creatively, but they should address all three questions. I'm going to do the last, because I really want to do the second CVPN before the break. So this one is the integrative one. This is the one where you get to do the gestalt, I would like to interview this person or not. So please go ahead and score. Here again, we have lots of concordance, with well over 75% or 80% near good, within one of good. So we see this candidate as good, but not so great. Like this person on this, if the other scorer scored similarly, would probably not be offered an interview. Okay? So, any thoughts, any comments?
I'm concerned because this person is already in the field.
Yeah.
You know, she wants to improve herself. Mm-hmm. She does volunteer work. She did research. She did, like, she knows what's involved.
What can she do?
Why is she not, like, why wouldn't she be interviewed? This is, like, concerning to me.
Yeah. So, I'm concerned with it as well. All right.
I'm a little concerned as well. I think, you know, as you said, there is some clinical experience, skills, human resources, and communication skills, and so on. What, if I could use this as an obvious thing, was, I still feel like I don't know this candidate very well. I have more questions than I have answers. Like, I wonder, what else has she done besides this? Like, the narrative is so restricted in terms of the time frame, the last few years. Did we convey to the candidates that they need to focus, for example, you know, the CV, etc., on the most recent?
We don't. We don't convey that.
So my question is, you know, okay, what else have you done? What led you to nursing? Or has she screened all that out, thinking it's not relevant?
Right. So she. So, and we're saying she. Do we know? I wanted to do this. Right. Okay. So do we know from this the gender of this applicant? No, we don't. Huh? Yet we said she. Yeah. So that's going to happen to you. Okay. And I think you need to be very conscious of those kinds of things. It's kind of obvious why we said she, right? I mean, it's because it's a profession where probably most of the people are women within it, but it's not going to be universally so. And I think we need to sort of be conscious of that. But so what you just said there, I didn't get to know the candidate, okay? That is reflective of her judgment of what to include or not include. Right? So I think that that's fair game. I really, one last comment, and I really want to move on after this.
Well, for me, the overriding question is, this candidate was already a member of this healthcare team, and the question that they didn't answer for me is, why do you want to take on a different role within this healthcare team? And that's, for me, what, so they brought out a lot of good things that they did that could contribute, But for me, it's like, okay, well, you're already doing that, so why do you want to take on a different role within the same team?
Okay.
That was for me.
So that's something, again, it's a judgment that would it, and I think that that's a very reasonable one. Like, personally, myself, reading this, that is something that I would have wanted to see. Why do I want to reorient my career, right? You know, it's something that should be addressed. All right. So
I just want to point out to you that for the next one, the personal narrative is written in French, so I want to just make sure that everybody is okay doing that. Otherwise, we'll have to do the survey.
Okay. Is everybody okay with that? Okay. All right. So I'm going to give you another 5 minutes to read this. Then we're going to go a bit more quickly with that.
And we're going to shoot to finish, if we can, at 11. Do our moment of silence. Quickly.
And then
we'll do the MMS.
Okay.
The students are ready.
Okay. Where are they?
They're in another room practicing, just like getting ready.
Okay. I'm really enjoying the conversation,
yes,
by the way.
Very, yeah. Very interesting.
We didn't look so closely with that.
So we got a Dawson deck in 2008, but a Research Foundation award in 2001. That would be flagged.
Yeah, but it's probably the way the students want it.
Mm-hmm. I think the important is where we can introduce ourselves to each other, or at least know who the other members of the admissions committee are. Well, we don't do that.
I wasn't planning, but okay. I can't resist so many people.
Yeah, no, I just wondered if you, by show of hands, people who are...
There's a physician.
What instructions were the students given when they wrote the cases? Were they instructed to give... Were they told write a CV that is strong, weak, medium? How did they do it?
We told them to write a variety of...
Okay.
Three more minutes. One more minute. All right. So we're going to just try go maybe a little bit faster because I really want us to have the opportunity for a break, first of all, and also to do the multiple mini interview practices as well. We want to do two of those. So let's have you score the scope again for this candidate. This one is this one. There's a bit more variability. Actually, it's not that there's. It still fits the criteria that I like to use, or the quick criteria that I like to use, which is that over 80% score within one of the mode score. But there are a fair number that scored the candidate two away at good. So any thoughts on this candidate? I just want to review who this was. Yes, the one who went to work with Professor J.C. Penney. Yeah. Any thoughts on this candidate?
So this one is like 80% of the CVs that I read last year. So this is what we get. And this is, it's hard because this is the type of candidates that you need to rank. Mm-hmm. And so I find this is representative from last year at least, who comes to interview.
Right. So that is an interesting kind of standard setting issue, which is the pool effect, right?
It's 80% though, because there is a 20% yeah. That doesn't look like that.
Right. So it's the notion of. The pool, and so we're trying to get you to assess based upon criteria, but a little bit that bleeds in is assessing based upon norms, right? What you see, who's around you, these kinds of things. So again, the ways to mitigate that are to know which pool you're evaluating, because let me tell you, if I give you the CJEP pool, you're going to see 100 CVs that everybody's worked in the Securisme club of the CJEP, and it's all very similar. So you need to know what you're getting and what and who you're evaluating and all of that. And as you get progressively older, you'll see more variability in people.
One thing about this candidate too is not only did he have a bit more breadth of things that he did. I also noticed that things were more long-term. So he did, say, 11 years of volunteering at the Home Farm House and, say, 6 years of being on the faculty. I know it might be a tendency for some students to kind of beef up their CVs in the year or two right prior to admission or to application for the CV. So seeing not only a depth and a breadth, but also longitudinal things,
right.
That was a positive thing.
So I think it's perfectly reasonable, but I just want to point out that you've interpreted the longevity or longitudinal aspect as, perhaps not preparing, saying in that 2 years I'm going to prepare my CV. So the critical reflexivity question for you, and we won't get into, won't ask you to answer it because it's really up to you, is what's wrong with spending 2 years preparing yourself, right? Like what's wrong with that? I won't throw it out. I won't ask any question, but we have to just sort of think about that.
Also, it's a he.
And it's a he. I actually wonder how that came about, And in this he-she thing, okay, it's whenever I have done training, and I've done training in different ways with sort of writing samples and so on, which really aren't about anything that would point you in any direction. People get very strong opinions about that for some reason. This clearly is written by a man because this is the way a man writes, or this is clearly written by a woman because this is the way a woman writes. So you have to really be conscious of that as you're going through.
The French, the way it's written, is actually a male.
Oh, it's written as a male. Okay, all right.
So he or she is the captain of a basketball team, which you would know is male or female.
Right, that's true. All right, number two, the degree of the candidate's thoughtfulness and reflexivity. We'll go a bit faster now so that we can get through and give you a break. So 46 and 31 and 4%, so a little bit more of a spread here. Somebody who thought that this candidate was not reflexive, maybe can, or less reflexive than the Rossignol.
Well, this is just an exercise.
Yeah.
I find this, I mean, the storytelling here is like a fable. The mot à mot fashion throughout doesn't really tell me, I mean, the reality.
Yeah.
Compared to the other one that has scored much higher than average, where it's an actual experience, and here it's more like, you know, reflecting on the idealism
of medicine, passionate person,
and all that.
Yeah.
And
okay. So you saw...
I wouldn't have put in, inadequate normally.
Okay.
Just a little short.
Okay. Any other thoughts on this one? Okay.
The previous person to me was much more a technician.
Okay.
Who really had not integrated very much about her life into sort of what human beings should become.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go on to the third one now. Ask you to score this one. Few more scores need to come in. So here, wow, actually it's a concordant one as well. It's just that the mode, the mean is in the middle between good and strong. So a lot of agreement there. Any thoughts on this one? Wasn't good, wasn't bad. Okay. All right. So it's... right? Okay. Which is hard for us to... Taskmaster over there tells me to keep going. So number four. So here, a little bit of discordance, actually, 42 plus 20, so actually still fitting in the rules that I like to see, but some people did just think that was a good candidate. So any thoughts and comments on this?
They're all like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
hard to differentiate.
So someone scores higher in this for me when they're really bringing something different.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be because they have children, or like that to me is something that's different from the rest. So this, it becomes very hard to assess how this person is going to contribute to the pool when the whole pool is like that. So I find this is very hard for this type of candidate.
Okay, and I think just one point that I want to make, when you know Milan said different from the rest, that implies that you know what the rest is, and actually what the rest is a very diverse group, right? It's like, so it's kind of a tough situation for judging. Last comment.
Yeah, the only one to add was, for me, which I don't have an answer to, do I rather have someone who has, you know, been exposed to multitude of things, but for a short time period, versus someone who has been exposed to something, but for a long time period. Once again, going back to this idea of, you know, like, is there anything wrong, I say wrong in quotes, because it's our perception of what wrong is, to compare yourself in the last 2 years preceding to when you applied, versus someone who's thought about it over the long run. So for me, that was, you know, experiences, how do I think of experience?
Right. So I don't have an easy answer for you, except that it all goes back to reflection, how they reflect on their experiences. Right. Last one. Based upon the combined CVPN, what do we get? Lots of concordance here as well. So this candidate is more fitting along the we want to interview him, right? Like he probably would get an interview if things are very similar to the way they've been in the years before. So we want to see him. So I just want to close this part by saying that, you know, this discussion, that the points to take home from this discussion are: when you start saying things like, I got really pissed off reading this, or what bothered me, or whatever, you know, reflect on where it's coming from, okay? And sometimes it's coming from you versus the other person, and the interpretation may need to be revised a little bit. I want different perspectives, so that's why you're all here, you know, so it's important to have different perspectives in scoring these things. Remember that 14 people see a file if you've made it through, right? All the way through. So there's lots of different perspectives scoring these candidates. But, you know, we've exposed all of the issues that I actually wanted to discuss today. You know, given that today is November 11th, and, you know, we want to just remember... you know, be grateful for where we live and so on, and for the people that help us have helped us keep this a great place to live. I just want to observe maybe 30 seconds or a minute of silence, and after that is done, we'll take a little break for how long? For 10 minutes, and then we'll do the we'll start the MMI. So I'm going to count. The time now, and I'll let you know when it's okay to go. Thank you very much, and please be back within the next 7 to 8 minutes.